I think that it's a good idea because although it provides resources for like education and other interests, there are like risks of harassment, grooming, and etc.
I personally think that it shouldn't completely be banned for under 16s since there are quite a lot of advantages. Social media is actually educational when used the correct way, as you can find out things about the world and your current interests.
I think social media should not be banned for under 16s. I think it should be banned for under 13s though.
So a lot of this debate came about after Australia banned social media for under 16s. Have you been following what's been going on there?
I think it's a good idea, but not entirely, because although it protects mental health and reduces addiction, it's also quite hard to reinforce because children might lie about their age to access all these social media platforms, and it doesn't solve all the problems because bullying and mental health issues might still exist.
Philippe, you enjoy using social media. Do your parents think that it's okay for you to use social media, or do you find that they're constantly on your back to reduce the amount of time you spend on it?
They don't seem to have a problem with me using social media. However, what they don't like is if I use it excessively. I use social media a lot. I don't really have people to go out with all the time. It's something that I can do to pass the time.
What do your friends say?
None of them support the ban because, like, it's a way to stay connected with other people and stay updated, and like it just feels unjust to put a barrier on who could use social media and who can't.
My friends also are strongly against the ban. I feel like that would just be like a really big thing taken away from them.
Have you ever come across or heard people that you know or that might have been bullied online or that might have kind of found it quite difficult to cope with social media as part of their life?
No, I don't know anyone who has been bullied online, actually. And they also know how to, like, avoid it as well. Because you can always block them. You can always just report them.
What about the tech companies? Instead of putting the onus, the responsibility on parents, teachers, and yourselves to, you know, monitor your use, do you think that they need to be more careful with how they create these applications?
Absolutely. I think tech companies, they should design the apps differently. And also, on any news articles, anything saying about situations occurring in the world, on the video, it should always mention to, like, not trust things without having a look at other sources and to not believe everything you see.
I wholly agree, because social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram, most of their customers are under 16. So if we make other apps to tailor it for under 16s, barrier on some videos, like saying that discretion is advised, etc., that would help the community a lot.
If you do spot fake things, what do you do about it? Or how do you kind of figure out what is fake and what is not?
So I also Google it to look at more than one source, and I also sometimes ask my parents or family about it.
Do you think there needs to be more education for young people on how to use social media?
Yes, phones and technology, they will be a part of everyday life, and we need to learn how to manage it.
Yeah, I definitely agree, as this world is obviously changing technically, and so we need to get some education on that.
Do you think there needs to be better consultation with young people so you can have your say on how the government take their next steps? What do you think?
Definitely, because just relying on the government to make decisions for us is not always appropriate, as young people, the future of the generation, that they should be allowed to make decisions for themselves, not the government.
And also, most of the people in the government are like, they're also old, so they may not see how it can affect young people in a negative way and a positive way.
If the Prime Minister was listening to this right now, what would your message be?
Social media should be banned, but not as a whole.
I think that social media should not be banned. With reasonable guidance, it is beneficial educationally and through connections and for communities. With reasonable restrictions, we can get past the harmful content and cyberbullying.
I would say it should be modified to ban under 13s. Many under 13s do not have like the capacity to understand how negatively it can impact them, and it may impact them more than it's beneficial.
apparently, the average teenager spends about 35 hours on their phone a week. That's literally the equivalent of a full-time job. Would you say that that is you?
No, I don't think I spend 5 hours a day on social media, as my parents do put parental controls on my phone, and I'm usually able to spend about 2 hours a day on my phone with further restrictions.
Probably use it about an hour or maximum 2 hours a day.
What do the adults in your life think about social media? If they had the decision, what do you think they would do?
They'd probably ban it as a whole, as they believe that there's more negative impacts than positive.
But do you think that adults are hypocritical sometimes, that they want it banned for under 16s, but they use it constantly themselves?
Yes, to an extent, since they use social media quite a lot and sometimes do believe fake news. Sometimes I have to tell them that that's not true at all. But I think that they would say that we should be banning social media for under 16s because they don't really see the positives of it, but more the negatives.
It is a bit hypocritical, as Sahib and Avni said. Sometimes I can see that I think they need social media classes, not us. or as well as us, at least. You need to know how to use social media responsibly, because otherwise you could just believe all the fake stuff. So you need to know how to see the positives and how to like take in those positives and make those positives actually make your life better.